Senator Craig was in the news recently for trying to have sex with a potato.
Well, what'd you expect anyway? Idaho's not really known for its sheep, is it? But seriously, Craig was arrested for lewd behavior in an airport bathroom. The police report stated that while the arresting officer was in the bathroom, he could see Craig's shoes sticking out from either side of the stall. Craig claimed later that for what he was doing, he just needed a wider stance. Hell, who knows, he might have just needed to take one hell of a dump. Isn't Arby's running that 5 for 5 beef and cheddar special again? But then the report said Craig tapped his foot again several times, then tapped his toes, then waved his hand under the door of the stall several times, all of which the observant officer clearly recognized as widely used signals for someone wishing to engage in lewd conduct. Well, I'm glad he recognized it. I would have thought it was just Michael Flatley having a bowel movement. But isn't all of this a little vague? Look, I could care less what Craig's sexual preferences are. He can be straight, gay, lesbian, Democrat, or just really into potatoes. I really don't give a shit. I mean, I'm a bisexual myself, which means whenever I want sex, I have to buy it, but to each his own. But as far as these widely used and recognized signals that Craig was in the market for sex, could somebody please send me a copy of the code book? Because up to now, I'd never heard of these well-known signals, and I think I better learn them before something happens. Like what? Was this a badge I could have tried out for in the Boy Scouts or something? See, I'd hate to be in the bathroom reading a comic book, and then drop the damn thing, then switch my hand around trying to find it, and then the next thing you know, Michael Vick bursts through the stall door, kicks me over the commode like one of his pit bulls, and ties my dick into a balloon poodle. I'd hate to wipe clockwise 2 times, then counterclockwise 3 times, and then find out too late that I just signaled for the Pope to rush in with a tub of parquet margarine wearing a rugby outfit, yelling, "Confess, who's the naughty little altar boy?"
Better.
We need signals that you can't do accidentally, so that there's absolutely no question of what you really want is someone to come over and give you the Jiffy Lube 14-point fluid check. Hell, can't we just make it something simple and obvious? You know, maybe you just have to shout out, "Fuck me up the ass," as loud as you can. But I guess if we use that, you better make a rule that you have to say it 3 times in a row, like in the movie Beetlejuice. Because living in the South, I can think of plenty of times where this might come up in casual conversation. It's the first thing that comes out of my mouth when I get pulled over for a speeding ticket. So you know what? Please, before someone sees me on the side of the road, bent over the hood of a squad car, pants down around my ankles, and officer friendly shoving his baton all the way up to my tonsils, and then it gets videotaped and thrown up on YouTube? Could we just agree on a system and send me the fucking code book? My hopefully non-inflamed asshole will thank you. And this is Point T Weasel at point.furryhost.com and pacho.com with a public service announcement.
Please, have somebody else's pet spayed or neutered.
Because it's funny as hell to watch those rednecks go out on the porch and start screaming,
"Where the fuck are Fluffy's balls?"